Katie Golvala wrote the piece, Will Connecticut's New Healthcare Affordability Measures Lower Costs? It got my attention because I'm not good on healthcare, and I admitted it. Like, I don't understand it. I don't know why it costs so much. I don't know what we can do about it. Everything seems so incremental, and costs, they never go down, obviously, and they always go up. And for what? I'm really, like you, frustrated, but I don't really understand it, you know? And so any opportunity I have to get some clarity, I will. Katie joins us now here on Brian and Company. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
I mean, covering this for a living, I mean, do you ever get frustrated?
All the time. And can I just say, you said you don't know much about healthcare, but then everything you said afterwards, like, that's kind of why I wrote this story, because, you know, sometimes you hear state officials say things like, oh, we're going to do this or that to help lower healthcare costs. And it doesn't sound like it's going to make anything of a difference. And so when I heard this idea that Connecticut has had over the next couple of years as a way to lower hospital pricing, I wanted to know, like, is this the one that's actually going to make a difference or what?
Yeah, it's mystifying. And then I talked to, like, other people. They're like, well, if there weren't all these interstate commerce rules, we could have pure competition. I don't get it, because I go back to, like, it's one of those things like energy, Katie, where most people, you know, the debate of whether it's a privilege or a right. And if you think is a right, then we don't think we should have to pay a lot for it. But some people who even feel that way are capitalists, and they're not, you know, left-wing Democrats either. And so, like, where do you come to peace with companies that have to make money for shareholders, but yet we all think, you know, we deserve it?
Yeah, and I think that's part of the issue in actually solving the problem, is that policymakers are coming at this from different angles, and they have different philosophies about how much money these healthcare companies should be making, and whether this is a, you know, healthcare is an industry that is, you know, should be allowed to operate as a free market, and that competition will prevail to bring down prices, or whether it's something that the government has to regulate.
You know, okay, so can you give us, you know, let's get, you know, I'd love to stay at 30,000 feet philosophically bashing something I don't understand, but
isn't this the best?
But on a granular level, what is the state trying to do here? Can you, in layperson's term, sort of explain it?
Yeah, sure. So, basically, the state and the hospitals are going to come together to agree on a way to measure increases in how much we all pay for hospital services. And so every year, they're going to measure that number against the previous year. And if it turns out that what we all have to pay those hospitals increases more than 3.9% in a given year, the state can come back to the hospital and say, look, you got to come up with a plan to keep these costs under control. Like, they need to stay below 3.9%. And if the hospital in question fails to do that, they can get penalized. And the penalty that the state has come up with is, hey, hospital, if you can't get it together to keep the growth in costs under 3.9%, we're going to ask you for money to then invest back into the community in the form of a community health project, whether that means be something like a mobile health van that can drive around rural areas and meet people where they are, so they don't have to worry about taking the bus. And so hospitals can be forced to put together a project like that, and, you know, for the big hospitals, the value would have to be something around $400,000. And then for smaller hospitals, it would be $100,000. So it's dependent on the size. But that is what policymakers have come up with to put into place over the next several years to try and keep the increase in costs for these hospitals down.
So just really quick, why the 3.9%? Is that some projected average inflation increase year to year or something?
It does have to do with something like the increase in inflation and the increase in median income.
And the way you described it, though, it's like, well, okay, if their price increases outstrip that, they'll be like, naughty, naughty. And then they wait a little more and then they can implement the penalty. Is there no hard line for when they would do this, or is it discretionary, and who makes the decision on that?
I think it is the Department of Social Services and the Office of Policy and Management who are going to be regulating these, watching these prices, measuring and putting into place these plans if they need to. If I remember correctly, there is a set amount of time. It's like after they put the plan in place, if they haven't gotten the prices under control after 18 months or something like that, then the state can come in and say, time to fork over some
They could
cash.
Get their yeah. bean counters. They could screw you for 2 years and then do 400K and still come out with more money, right? So, I mean, like, in some ways, it behooves them to, you know, maybe go to 5%. They can stretch it out to 18 months or 24 or whatever and then do the $400,000 project, but maybe they made $2 million off it. I mean, I don't know. I'm being cynical. We're talking with Katie Govala from CT Mirror. Go to ctmirror.org. By the way, they all do great work, and it's all, you know, needs support from readers, and you can, Katie covers the entire industry. And I have two quick questions with not enough time for you to answer. Him, but I'm gonna ask him anyway.
I love it. Let's do it.
because this is on the hospitals, because I'm always looking to who to blame, and everyone tells the hospitals say it's insurance who's to blame, right? So, I'm not saying hospitals are the evil empire. I have relatives who are doctors and PAs and nurses. I'm just saying, does that mean that the buck stops with them? Because they would say the insurance companies make their life harder.
You say you don't know about healthcare, and again, you hit the nail on the head. Everyone is kind of blaming each other if you sit in a room, but costs continue to go up. So clearly someone's at fault, right? I think based on covering it, everyone has their role to play. Inpatient hospital prices have been rising. You know, it's one of the, along with pharmaceuticals, one of the areas in healthcare where costs are rising the fastest. So I think this is just policymakers' attempt to address one sector.
Yeah. Hey, listen, this is also equally unfair. And you're a great sport, by the way, Katie. You know, I don't know if it was Big Beautiful Bill or what, but they said, millions of people are going to lose their health care, or premiums are going to spike. Has that happened?
So the biggest coverage losses projected from the Big Beautiful Bill will begin coming in January. So that is when the new Medicaid eligibility rules go into effect. The Affordable Care Act changes have already gone into effect. So, you know, in January, so basically the biggest part of this bill where everyone is most afraid of the coverage losses, it hasn't gone into effect yet. We ultimately don't know what will happen.
Gotcha.
We have some proof from other states that have tried to put work requirements into place where it showed that people got kicked off the program, and it didn't result in more employment, which is the idea behind the work requirements, that employment rates would go higher. You know, we did have the expiration of financial assistance from the federal government for plans purchased on the exchange, Access Health CT, but we did not see major coverage losses from there. Like year over year, I think enrollment in those plans is down like 4%. And that's not a ton, right? But the thing is, Connecticut stepped in to replace those subsidies, to replace that financial assistance for a lot of the people who were poised to lose the most.
We got to run. So, I'm going to lose my job. Yeah. I got to go. Katie, great job. Go to ctmirror.org. Let's talk more. I really enjoyed this conversation.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brian.